Here's what you missed from Aaron and Danae.
When I wear contacts, have different experiences. Sometimes I'll put them in and they're clear. Sometimes they're blurry. Sometimes one of them is blurry and the other one is clear. Sometimes I put them in wrong and they hurt. And I was thinking, it's kind of like how we see the world. Like sometimes everything just feels so clear, like you understand what's going on. And then there are other days where it's like nothing makes sense.
Hold on a second. Are you spiritualizing the wearing of contact lenses?
Doesn't it fit?
What does it mean whenever you have to take it out and put it in your mouth and clear it out and then put it back in your eyeball? What does that mean?
That's prayer. Okay.
Oh my goodness. I was joking.
Your saliva is the Holy Spirit.
Oh, Lord help us.
I now have two teenagers in the house, kind of hoping I can create a place where their friends can come hang out.
I grew up and my house was that house. And I wanted to tell you that it was the best experience of my life. I had friends that had no family, and they knew that they were safe when they came over. My parents even took one of them on vacation one year.
Oh, that's so neat.
And he's just recently had his first child. He told me he knew how to be a father by watching my dad.
A little boy wanted to help out the Louisiana flood victims for his birthday.
What a smart kid.
So his mom was like, okay, we'll do chips and sandwiches. Then she wasn't looking forward to making a whole bunch of chips and sandwiches. So thought they'd do pizzas. Then she was trying to figure out how many pizzas she could do. So she put on Facebook, just to her friends and family, can you help out? Do you want to chip in? Let's see how many people we can help.
And this ended up taking off.
Yeah, it went beyond her friends and family. It was shared.
Even Domino's got involved.
They said they'd match the first 100 pizzas ordered. It turned out 363 pizzas were delivered to people out of their homes who had been affected by the flooding.
One little boy just said, I want to have lunch for the flooding victims in Louisiana.
It is genuinely the modern version of the loaves and fishes. The idea that something small from a little child could become something big and feed so many people. I just think it's a beautiful story.
Tune in with Aaron and Danae.